Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
It's been a jolly bad week for that most traditional of office pastimes, gossiping. First came a survey saying that Americans are exchanging 21% less gossip around the water cooler than they were 4 years ago. Then, a couple of days later, one of the world's most rabid enemies of gossip, Ray Dalio, emerged as king of the hedgies, taking the crown from George Soros. Mr. Dalio is famous for forbidding staff of his Bridgewater Fund from gossiping and has warned them, if you talk behind people's backs, you are called a slimy weasel. Even without these dodgy surveys and doctrinaire hedge fund bosses, I'd already noticed something big was happening. There's simply a lot less gossip than there used to be. At least at my place, whole weeks can pass without me hearing anything juicy at all. You could say that this is a great thing as it makes work more decent, more professional and more straightforward. But I think it's a catastrophe. Being an experienced, even distinguished, slimy weasel myself, I'd put Mr. Dalio's diktat differently. If you don't talk behind people's backs, you're a prig and a bore and not sufficiently interested in the human condition to have any chance of success in a people business. Gossip is the thing that unites us and, even in hard times, makes coming into the office a constant pleasure. The reason that the art of tittle-tattle is dying out has nothing to do with us becoming nicer, as we were surely just as horrible as we always were. Nor is it to do with autocratic bosses forbidding it, which tends to have the opposite effect anyway. It's simply because the way we work is changing, and there are far fewer gossip opportunities in an average working day than there once were. First, there's been the tragic decline of the lunch hour and the eclipse of the office canteen. When I joined the workforce 30 years ago, the canteen was a temple to gossip, which was exchanged in a leisurely, convivial way over a plate of toad in the hole. Today for lunch, I did what I tend to do when I don't have a date and slipped out alone for an egg sandwich, which I ate at my desk. Virtual working is also a disaster for gossip. So is excessive working. The more people have to do, the less time they have for idle chatter. But far more than any of this, the thing that is killing the finest sort of gossip is the internet, email, Facebook, and Twitter. As every slimy weasel will tell you, there's an art to being a good gossip. The most important thing is for it to happen face to face. You need to be able to see the other person and watch their pupils dilating as juicy scraps of news are given and received. You must be able to laugh, whisper and speculate together. All gifted gossipers possess three special skills. First, they've built up superb sources. Second, they know how to tell a good story. And third, they have the self-restraint and judgment to stop before becoming too nasty. After all, the aim of the exercise is to leave the person you're talking to feeling titillated, not soiled. The internet ruins all of this. It's mechanical and brutal and faceless and unsatisfyingly random. And much of what passes for gossip online is about people you've never even heard of, so where's the fun in that? A perfect example of this was an email forwarded to me last week, and to every other worker in the Western world, written by four spoilt ex-public school boys working at various city firms. They were organising a trip to watch the rugby in Dubai and bragging about how rich their parents were and how they were going to cheat on their girlfriends. As gossip, this fails every test. I don't know any of the subjects. I don't even really know the person who forwarded the email to me. And as I sat alone by my computer reading their stupid messages, I felt half bored and half lowered, less by the vulgarity of the emails than by the whole exercise, the scale of the damage done to this feckless foursome by the mass forwarding of their emails seems out of proportion to the stupidity of their messages. The saddest thing of all is how little it takes to be a top modern gossiper. You don't need contacts, you don't need judgment, you certainly don't need to know how to tell a good story. All you need is an index finger, or any firm object, so that you can press the forward button or click retweet on Twitter.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.